Good afternoon, everyone.
大家下午好。
It's good to be here with you.
很高兴和大家在一起。
I have a chance to serve you by presenting the Word of God.
我很高兴有这个机会向大家介绍神的话。
Let's take this time by opening us in prayer.
让我们大家一起开始做一个祷告。
Father God, we just thank you for being a good and mighty God.
天父，我们感谢你让你是我们的良善和全能的上帝。
We know that you are the most important person here right now.
我们知道你在此时是最重要的人物。
And we pray that in this time we will honor you with our hearts.
我们祷告在这时刻让我们的心能够来荣耀你。
We invite your Holy Spirit to fill this room.
我们恳求圣灵来充满这个房间。
And to fill our hearts.
也充满我们的心。
May your words speak life into our hearts.
愿你的话将生命的道放在我们心里。
And Father, I ask the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart may be pleasing to you.
天父，我也恳求你，我口中的言语和我心中所的意念都蒙你的悦纳。
Pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen.
Amen.
I'd like to start this time by asking a question.
这个时候我想问大家一个问题。
How many people here like to watch cooking shows?
在座的有多少人喜欢看烹饪的节目？
Okay, great, great. When my family and I, we travel, we get to see lots of different sites.
当我和我的家人一起旅行的时候，我们看到很多不同的方面。
You know, and during the day, we may see all these attractions and see the beach and things like that.
在白天的时候我们可能看很多的风景也到沙滩行走。
Yeah, but when we're at the end of the day, we get to go back to the hotel.
在一天结束的时候我们回到酒店。
And one of the nice things is the hotel has cable, which we don't have at home.
很好的是酒店有闭路电视在我们家里没有。
So at the end of the day, my family will gather around TV and watch things like Iron Chef and things like that.
You know. 在一天结束的时候，我们全家人就看Iron Chef.
And if you ever watch these shows, you know that it can be very entertaining.
如果你喜欢看这些节目的话，是非常有意思的。
Right, you know, all these people bring out these mystery ingredients and bring out these incredibly flashing knives.
这些人把一些很神秘的材料和非常闪亮的那些刀具。
But you know, at the end of almost every show, you know, someone is preparing a masterpiece of a meal.
在这个节目结束的时候，有一个人会把他最完美的杰作呈现上来。
And I don't know about you, but after watching an hour of these cooking shows, I start to get hungry.
我不知道你们是怎样，当我看了几个小时的这些烹饪的节目，我会觉得很饿。
I might have just had dinner earlier.
虽然我可能刚刚才吃了晚餐。
But I'm ready to go out and have another meal. You know.
我就觉得我可以出去再吃一顿。
Because when you look at that food for an hour, after a while, it looks so good.
当你看着这些食物几个钟头如此的时候，你会觉得这些食物太诱人了。
And you know, one of the key ingredients that makes food taste so good,
让食物尝起来这么有味道的最重要的一个组成是
is salt,
是盐。
And today we're going to be talking about salt in my message.
今天我讲到的内容是有关盐的。
You know, you might think to yourself, what's so good about salt?
你可能会问说，盐有什么好呢？
And probably the obvious answer is, you know, it makes things taste a lot better, right?
很明显的就是，盐让食物尝起来有味道。
But you know, salt is something that you know, people have appreciated throughout history.
我们知道盐是，人们久史以来都非常喜欢的一样东西。
If you look at the different writers throughout history, many poets have talked about salt as being divine.
当我们看历史的时候，很多的诗人描写盐觉得是非常神圣的。
Shakespeare in England talked, he would use salt many, many times in many of his plays because it's such an important aspect of life.
英国的莎士比亚在他的 剧作当中 多次的用到盐, 因为它是生命中重要的一个组成。
And even though now, you know, everybody has salt in their house, right?
就是现在每个人的家里都有盐。
But in ancient times, salt was often considered as valuable as gold.
在古代的时候, 人们把盐视作和金一样的贵重。
In fact, sometimes when it came to Roman soldiers, they wouldn't just pay them with money or gold, they would pay them with salt.
在罗马的时候, 有些人, 支付罗马兵丁不是用钱和金子, 而是用盐。
And you may not think much about salt day to day.
可能现在你, 每天你很少会想到盐。
But it's so important.
但是它非常的重要。
Our world consumes over 40 million tons of salt a year.
我们这个世界每年要消耗4000万吨的盐。
That's a lot of French fries, you know. So.
那里面很多的, 薯条用了很多的盐。
But you know what? Not only that, but your body absolutely needs salt to survive.
而且你的身体, 完全是需要盐来, 存活的。
In your body, there's probably about 4 ounces of salt coursing through your body.
大概一天有4个盎司的盐会经过你的身体。
That may not sound like much.
也许你不觉得是很多。
But if you remove that salt from your body,
如果你把这些盐从你的身体中拿走,
your heart wouldn't be able to beat.
你的心就不会跳了。
You wouldn't be able to breathe.
你也不会呼吸了。
Your nerve system would break down.
你的神经系统就不工作了。
Without salt, you would die.
没有盐,
It is that important.
所以盐是很重要的。
And that's why God has something to say about salt and his people.
这就是为什么, 上帝要对他的子民, 讲论有关盐的事。
And I want you to make sure that you hear what God is saying to you as we read the verse today.
我想, 确认, 就是当我们今天在读今天的经文的时候, 你能够, 知道上帝要对你说什么。
The verse we're looking at is found in Matthew chapter 5, verse 13.
我们今天要看的经文是在马太福音第5章13节。
So let me read in English and then you read it in Chinese. Okay, Matthew chapter 5, verse 13 says, Jesus is speaking and he is speaking to the people. He says, you are the salt of the earth. But if the salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again? It is no longer good for anything except to be thrown out and trampled by men.
在马太福音5章13节, 耶稣对他的门徒说, 你们是世上的盐, 盐若失了味, 怎能叫它再咸呢? 以后无用, 不过丢在外面, 被人践踏了。
Now what is the context of what he's saying?
耶稣这里说的内容是什么呢?
Matthew chapter 5 is one of the most famous sermons of Jesus Christ. It's called Sermon on the Mount.
马太福音第5章就是耶稣最著名的登山宝训。It's
early in Jesus' ministry.
是在耶稣布道的早期。
You know, he's been baptized, he's been tempted, he's called his first disciples to follow him.
他耶稣受了洗, 在旷野受了试探, 然后他选召了他最初的门徒。
The Bible tells us that he's traveling through the area, and as he's traveling, he's preaching good news. He's healing the sick. He's delivering people from demons.
在他当时的时候, 他, 在各地游行布道, 把好的消息传给, 周遭的人, 医治他们的疾病, 救他们脱离, 魔鬼的束缚。
He's doing all these amazing things, and then it says he goes up on this mountain and begins to teach them this message that we're going to touch on.
然后他就, 来到山上, 把这个很著名的, 信息传讲给大家。
And you know, he begins to tell them about the good news of the kingdom of God.
他最初是给大家讲, 神国的好消息。
You know, if you've been a Christian for a while, you probably know what the gospel is.
如果你做基督徒已经有一阵子了, 你应该知道福音是什么。
But sometimes we forget how good it is and how good it was in the ears of the original listeners.
有时候我们做基督久了，忘记了这个福音是多么的好，也忘记了那些最初能听见耶稣布道的人的耳朵是多么的有福。
He starts off his sermon by using this statement about saying, "Blessed are these people." Okay.
在他登山宝训最初的时候，他说这些这样的人是有福的。
And altogether, there are 9 blessings.
一共加起来有九个受祝福的。
And you know, I believe that as Jesus looked out on that from that mountaintop, you know, he could tell that 99% of the people were just average people.
当耶稣站在山上看下去，那所有的群众，99%的人都是很普通的人。
The 99% of those people were not religious leaders. They were not powerful politicians. They were not the wealthy or educated.
在这众多人群当中，他们都不是很有钱的，也不是宗教的领袖，也不是政治的呼风唤雨的人物。
There are probably people who just, you know, they knew they weren't, you know, as good as those other leaders, and they didn't feel like maybe they were good enough to be close to God.
当中许多的人，他们自知他们比不上那些领袖人物，也很多人觉得他们不够好。
And yet he begins this message by saying, "Blessed are the poor in spirit, for theirs is the kingdom of God."
他开始的时候说，谦卑的人有福了，因为神国是他们的。
And you know what? That is incredible good news.
你知道吗？这是实在太棒的好消息了。
Because for 99% of those people, they could identify with being the poor or the poor in spirit.
因为在座的99%的人都可以认为他们是缺乏的，是在灵里面有需要的。
You see, if you were one of the religious leaders or the politicians, you were probably not very poor in spirit.
如果你是宗教的领袖或者是一些政治家的话，你可能觉得你在精神上没有什么需要。
Because those leaders would think, well, you know, I happen to be pretty smart.
这些领袖可能觉得说我很聪明。
Well, I'm very well trained and educated.
我是受过良好的训练和教育的。
Or I'm wealthy.
我很富有。
And so God must like me and bless me.
所以上帝一定是祝福我的。
But what Jesus is saying is that if you are poor in spirit, then you will be the one who inherits the kingdom of God.
然而耶稣却说虚心的人有福了，因为他们是承受天国的。
Poor in spirit basically means that they do not feel like they have everything under their control.
在这里虚心是说他们在灵里面觉得不是事事都在他们的掌控当中。
To be poor in spirit means that they don't feel like they have their act all together.
在灵里有需要的人觉得他们并不能靠着自己把他们所有的行为都做得很好。
And Jesus is saying it's to these people who know that they do not have the strength in themselves, they're the ones who are primed to receive the kingdom of God.
然后耶稣却对他们说，正是这些有自知自己不能够做好的人，天国是他们首先要承受的。
And that was such good news.For most of those people who were there.
这个对那些大多数的人听来是多好的消息啊。
And I don't know about you, but it should be good news to you to realize that we don't have to earn our way to be good enough in the kingdom of God.
我想在座的人也会非常的高兴，因为我们不需要努力的去做来赢得赚得我们通向天国的路。
Well, Jesus goes through all these blessings.
当耶稣讲完所有的这些祝福之后
，first talking to the crowd in general.
最初他是对普通的大众说的
，and then talking about you know blessings for those who truly follow after Jesus Christ.
然后他对那些真正跟随耶稣的人说，他们有福了。
The final blessing is like you know, blessed are you when people insult you.
最后讲的说是 那些为义受逼迫的人有福了。
Because of me.
啊，因为耶稣而受苦的人。
And he's saying, if you are insulted or persecuted because of me, he says, you will have a great reward.
他说，如果啊，因着耶稣而受逼迫的人，你将会得到很大的奖赏。
You know, Jesus comes and starts opening his message with all these blessings that God wants to bring to the people.
耶稣的开场白是用了上帝要给所有的人的这些祝福。
And then he comes to verse 13.
然后他来到了第十三节。
He says that you are the salt of the earth.
他说你们是世上的盐。
This is a statement of identity.
这是一个定性的结语。
He doesn't say you should try to become salt of the earth.
他不是说你要努力的尝试的成为世上的盐。
He doesn't say you should try to work harder to be more like salt.
他不是说你要更努力一点来成为世上的盐。
But he says that you are the salt of the earth.
他却说你们是世上的盐。
And what it comes across is he's giving a clear idea of what our purpose is as we live our lives.
在此他也给我们的生命有一个很明确的目标。
In this one verse, there is a statement of purpose and there's also warning.
这个说法也是告诉我们，我们的生命的目标也告诉我们中间的警戒。
But when he says that we are the salt of the earth, he's giving us a very clear calling to the kind of people that, you know, he desires us to be.
在这里他也给我们一个很高的呼召，告诉我们我们要成为什么样的人。
So I'm going to spend a little time talking about what does it mean that we are salt of the earth today in Austin, 21st century.
那我现在就要花多一点时间让我们来想成为世上的盐对我们生活在21世纪奥斯汀的人意味着什么。
But even as we start this, I want to make sure you understand.
在我开始之前，我希望大家能够明白这个。
This is not a message about you trying harder to be something you're not.
这不是一个信息叫你去努力成为一个你不是那样的人的人。
It's not a bunch of things you need to add to your list of what it means to be a good Christian.
这不是说在一串规条下面再加多一点告诉你怎么样去做一个好的基督徒。
It's understanding who you are.
是要我们认识我们是什么样的人。
You see, if you've ever put your trust in Jesus Christ,
如果你把你的信仰建立在耶稣基督的身上，
something supernatural happened at that moment you trust in him.
一个超自然的事就在那一个时刻发生在你的身上了。
In that moment, the blood of Christ is applied to you.
在那一个时刻，耶稣基督的宝血，
you are forgiven of your sins.
你的罪都被赦免了。
You are adopted into God's family.
你被神收养成为他的儿子。
You become an ambassador for him.
你成为他的使者。
And he calls us salt of the earth.
他称我们是世上的盐。
So let's learn about what this is.
那我们来学习这是什么。
There are four ideas I want us to understand about our purpose as salt.
第一个我是想知道我们作为盐的目的是什么。
The first idea is this, that salt is meant to give flavor.
第一个就是盐是要让生活有滋味。
You know, about a month or two ago, I had a chance to visit my home in Hawaii.
前一阵子我有机会去夏威夷看我的家人。
I haven't seen my family there for a long time.
我很久没有见我的家人了。
And so everybody, you know, want to take me out to dim sum and want to talk and ask, oh, why don't you come back to Hawaii?
我的家人都非常热情带我出去饮茶，说为什么你不回来夏威夷跟我们一起呢？
Because my whole family's there and I'm like the only one who left Hawaii. They think I'm crazy.
我的整一家人都在夏威夷，我是唯一一个离家的，他们就觉得我
And so during one of these dim sum excursions, we were in the center of Chinatown.
我们在中国城的中心，我们在饮茶的时候。
And my brother pointed out that there was another restaurant, not the one we went to, but another restaurant that opened up not too long ago.
然后我的兄弟指给我看附近有一家新开的中餐馆。
And he told me the story.
他告诉我一个故事。
You know, if you want to open a restaurant in Chinatown, Hawaii, you have to be pretty good.
他告诉我说，如果你想在夏威夷的中国城开一家中餐馆，
'cause there's lots of,
做得很好。
Sorry, there's lots of good Chinese food in Chinatown there.
因为在中国城有太多的好的中国食物。
And so this new restaurant, you know, try to have a good location, and they did.
这个, 中餐馆要有一个好的地点, 他们有了。
Try to have nice tables, nice chairs.
他们有很舒适的,
they had good staff that was very attentive.
他们有很好的, 适应生, 非常,
and they had all the traditional Chinese dishes.
他们有, 很多中国传统的,
and on opening day, lots of people came.
在开张的第一天,
and they brought out the main dishes. They're very colorful, lots of spices.
他们, 呈上了 他们的主菜, 很漂亮, 很有颜色。
But they made one fatal mistake.
但是他们做错了一个很致命的事。
Somehow, the chef and his staff left out one ingredient in all the dishes.
不知道怎么样, 他们的厨师和, 准备的人, 遗忘了一件, 一个非常重要的,
You know what they left out?
你知道他们遗漏了什么吗?
It was salt.
那就是盐。
And so, after sitting down at the table, ordering the dishes, after one taste, people would get up and leave the restaurant.
那些人, 在, 点了菜以后, 吃了一口, 他们就放下, 筷子, 站起来就走了。
Salt is a crucial ingredient for restaurant or any food.
盐对, 餐馆和, 所有其他, 的菜来讲, 都是非常重要的。
And you know, when God says that we are salt, what he's saying is that we're supposed to bring flavor into this world that is so crucial and important.
当上帝说我们是世上的盐的时候, 他就是说我们对这个世界上, 世界是多么的重要, 因为我们
Have you ever wondered, has anyone ever asked you, what does God taste like?
有没有人曾经问过你说, 上帝的滋味是什么?
There's a verse in the Bible that says, taste and see that the Lord is good.
圣经上曾经有, 一个经文说, 要尝尝主恩的滋味, 便知他是美善。
But what should people taste when they taste God?
当你们, 尝,
I tell you, there are people in our city who, when they think about God, they come away with a very bitter taste.
我知道在奥斯汀有很多的人, 当, 他们说, 尝尝上帝的滋味的时候, 他们, 嘴巴里是很苦的。
Or they think God is very sour.
或者他们觉得上帝是很酸的。
Right. They think that, you know, when they think about God, and before I came here, I was talking to a friend about there's an atheist convention next month.
在我来这里之前, 我跟朋友在讲, 在下个月这里有一个无神论的, 大会。
They're coming here to Austin for their 50th anniversary.
他们来到奥斯汀来举办他们50年, 的, 庆祝。
And I tell you, when they think about God, it's probably a bitter or sour taste.
我想当他们 讲到上帝的时候, 他们肯定是觉得很苦涩酸的。
And unfortunately, probably the reason why is because they've run across Christians who made them think of bitter or sour.
也很有可能是, 这些人的生命当中遇到一些基督徒, 让他们感觉到, 很苦涩。
You see, when we have conversations with people at school or people at work, they should be able to taste the goodness of God through our lives.
当我们在学校和工作的时候, 跟人家, 交谈的时候, 我们周遭的人应该, 从我们身上能够尝到主恩的滋味是美善的。
How many people here believe God is good?
在座有多少人相信上帝是好的？
Absolutely. He is so good, so faithful, so loyal, a friend that you could ever have.
的确是这样，他是如此忠实良善信实的一个朋友，你从来不可能找到比他更好的朋友了。
And when we interact with non-Christians, they should see the love of God, the kindness of God, that faithfulness through us.
当我们与非基督徒交往的时候，他应该从我们身上看见上帝的爱，上帝的信实，来尝到主恩的滋味。
That's part of our identity as salt.
这就是我们作为盐的身份的。
We're supposed to flavor this world with the taste of God.
我们应该要让这个世界有滋味，让人尝到上帝的滋味。
And all through history, even though the church has made some mistakes,
在历史上，虽然教会做错了许多的事情，
history shows that the church has done so much in terms of reaching out to the poor and the sick and the helpless.Praise God that God has used the church in many ways.
尽管在历史上，教会帮助了很多的穷人，感谢主，让教会在历史上做了很多好的事情。
But today, you know, in 2013, in Austin, we who are the salt of the earth, we need to always stay, you know, connected with God. Right?
然而，历史如此，在今天，2013年的奥斯汀，我们作为基督徒，我们应该紧密的连接在主里面。
Because it's through Him that the love of God will flow through us.
只有如此，上帝的爱才可以通过我们流出来。
So I want you to ask yourself, what flavor do people get about God from you?
我想问大家，请大家自己问自己。你周围的人从你的身上尝到的主的滋味是什么呢？
Our lives should be like salt.
我们的生命应该像盐。
That brings great flavor and goodness into people's lives.
让我们周围的人生活有滋味，给他们带来美善。
We don't want our lives to be where people come in contact with us.And when they come in contact, they go, blah, you know, that's your God, you know?
我们不想成为一个人，当我们与别人相接触的时候，人家会觉得很难吃，要吐出来说啊，这就是上帝的滋味吗？
A second part of being salt is, the second thing is that we should prevent decay.
第二个就是我们要成为盐，就是要预防腐坏.
Now decay is bad.
我们知道腐坏是坏的。
Every time I go to the dentist, my hygienist likes to tell me, Walton, you've got to prevent tooth decay.
每次我去洗牙的时候我都会被告知说Walton, 你要当心不要再蛀牙了。
You know, she tell me, you know, you got to work on your flossing and all this other stuff.
他就说你应该要用牙线，还有很多的其他事要做。
And you know the thing that really caught my attention?
那个让我引起注意的是
He says when decay takes hold, it's really, really hard to stop it.
他就是说当蛀牙发生的时候那个蛀下去的过程是很难阻止的。
It's much better, much easier to prevent it than to try to reverse it later on.
他说去防止蛀牙相比以后要去阻止他继续住下去要容易的很多。
And God wants us, the church, to be able to be an element that prevents the decay in our society.
上帝要我们成为盐，就是那一个元素去阻止社会的腐坏。
You know, when you think about this world, our world's broken.
那你思想这个世界的时候，你就会知道我们的世界是破碎的。
There's evil in our world.
在这个世界上有邪恶。
There's evil that happens in our city.
这个邪恶发生在我们的城市里。
In your neighborhoods.
在我们的 社区里。
But God has put each of you in your homes, in your schools, in your workplaces for a reason.
然而上帝把我们放在我们的家庭、学校、社区、工作里面是有他的目的的。
Because he's called you to be salt.
因为他要我们成为盐。
And that with the truth of God in love, that you might be able to, you know, be able to confront people with the evil that is in this world.
因为你可以在上帝的爱里面用真理去和邪恶对抗。
Now I'm not talking about being pepper. Okay, you're not the pepper of the earth, right? Okay.
这个不是说我们要成为世上的胡椒。
You're not supposed to make people irritated, all right?
So. 你不是要让人家感到很不舒服。
But the key is that as you know the word of God.
重要的是，当我们知道上帝的话。
And the word is working in your heart.
而且，上帝的。
That as you speak to people in love, that you would have an impact upon them to keep evil from spreading too far.
然后，并且你用爱心，把真理讲出来的时候，你就在阻止，邪恶在周围散布。
Because you know, in ancient days, salt was very important for preserving food.
我们知道在古时的时候，盐是非常重要的元素来保存食物。
And to prevent decay.
来防止腐坏。
And we need to be understanding what God wants us to be doing as salt in the places where we are.
我们必须要知道上帝叫我们成为盐，在这世上要做什么。
There's a third thing that salt does.
第三件是盐做的事。
And it's that it creates thirst.
它产生一种渴。
You know, there's an old saying that says that you can lead a horse to water, you can drag it all the way here, but you can't make it drink the water.
有一个古话是这样说，你可以把马强拽的拉到水边，但是你不可以强迫它饮水。
That's not entirely true.
这个不是完全正确的。
All you have to do is feed the horse salted oats, right?
你只要喂这个马吃咸的大麦就可以了。
And the horse may be stubborn.
那个马可能很倔强。
It may not do what you want it to do.
它可能不是做你想要它做的事。
But if it eats enough salt, it's going to be drinking some water.
如果它吃了足够多的盐，它就一定会要去喝水。
In the same way, we as salt, we need to, as we interact with people, we need to be the kind of people that make them thirsty for God.
我们是世上的盐，当我们与人交往的时候，我们应该让我们旁边的人产生对上帝的话语的饥渴。
You know, you may think, what can I do to make them thirst for God?
你可能在想，我应该要做些什么才能让他们对上帝有饥渴呢？
I tell you, one of the most powerful ways is when people see that God is real in your life.
我想说是要紧的是要让你周遭的人看见在你的生命当中上帝是非常重要的。
You know, every other religion in the world is about following rules and trying to earn your way into heaven.
其他的宗教就是告诉你，你要遵守很多的规矩，然后你要努力的赚取你通向天堂的路。
But Christianity alone is about how God loves the world so much that he did something about it and he wants that relationship ongoing every day.
基督的信仰却是告诉我们上帝如此的爱世界，他为这个世界做了他能做的就是献上自己，然后让我们每天都跟他有关系。
And so as we interact with people, if they see how much we love God, how real he is to us, that will make them thirsty to know this God more.
当我们与人交往的时候他们在我们身上看见上帝对我们是这么重要，他看见上帝在我们身上的作为的真实，他们就会想要 多认识神。
I remember when my family, we were missionaries in France about 10 years ago. 13 years ago, right?
Yeah. 我记得13年以前我和家人在法国做短宣。
We had a lady on our team, her name was Susan.
有一个叫 Susan 的女士在我们的一队。
And Susan, she was a strong Christian, but she had a very difficult past growing up as a teenager.
Susan 是一个很好的基督徒。但是他在青少年时期有非常艰辛的日子。
And so, even though she was a Christian, she could be very irritating.
虽然她是一个基督徒，但是她常常让人觉得很不舒服。
She could be abrasive. Do you know people like that? Right? Okay.
有时候她会让人觉得很多摩擦，难受。
But you know what? She was our best evangelist.
你知道吗？她是我们最好的布道人。
Do you know why?
你知道为什么呢？
Because she would go out and she would hang out with, you know, atheists and Muslims and all these different kinds of people.
因为她走到外面，她会和无神论穆斯林的人交朋友。
You know, she may be, you know, talking with them, smoking a pack of cigarettes or whatever.
他可能在跟他们讲话的时候也抽着香烟。
But then she very naturally would talk about how much she loved Jesus Christ.
他很自然的就会跟人家讲，他有多么的爱上帝。
She wasn't preaching to anybody.
他不是在跟人家讲道。
In the middle of her having dinner or taking a walk, she'd just be talking about, oh, how good God has been to her today.
就像她在跟人家一起散步，一起用餐的时候，她就会跟人家讲，上帝对她有多好。
So that even these non-Christians who didn't know anything about God,
虽然这些不信主的人，对神毫无了解，
they would see this lady who's very, very imperfect.
他们从这个非常不完全的女士身上，
but they would be thirsty to know who her God is.
他们产生了一种饥渴，想要知道他的上帝是谁。
Now, how many people here are imperfect?
在座的有谁是不完全的？
Okay, the rest of you are perfect. Okay, great. But for the imperfect,
没有记者的人是不完全的。
But for the imperfect people, you are perfect to be used by God to make people thirsty for Him.
对这些不完全的人，你是实在最佳的人选。上帝用你来向外人传福音。
Because if you love God,
因为如果你爱上帝，
and you're willing to just naturally share about Him, people will want to know Him.
如果你爱上帝，很自然的向人家分享，上帝，人家就会想要知道你的上帝是谁。
Because you know, if you love someone, it's not hard to talk about them, right?
如果你爱一个人的话。讲述这个人并不是一件很难的事。
I remember when I first started dating my girlfriend Tina.
我记得当我开始和Tina 约会的时候。
And you know I'd be you know we were dating long distance, right?
当时候我们是长途约会。
But when I'd be talking with my friends, you know, it's so easy to talk about Tina because I really like this girl.
当我和我的朋友讲Tina 的时候。实在太容易了，因为我是太喜欢她。
Yeah, nobody had to twist my arm to talk about Tina, right?
没有人要弯着我的手，强迫我去讲。
No one had to put a gun to my head.
也没有人要拿一个枪指着我的头。
I just wanted to talk about her because I loved her.
因为我很想谈论她，因为我爱她。
And I want to encourage you that, you know, making people thirsty is not about strategies and just techniques.
我想说的是，让人产生对上帝的饥渴，不是策略，也不是技巧。
Cultivate your love for God.
而是要耕耘你对上帝的爱。
And when you're so crazy over God, as like I was crazy over Tina.
就如果说，你爱上帝，就像我当初那么疯狂。爱 Tina 的话,
it will come out.
它很自然就会流露出来。
Right. And you know, spending time with God is the best way to let God make us more like salt.
与上帝多花时间相交会让我们更多的认识神。
The last thing that's like that we're like salt.
最后我们是盐意味着。
Is that we are intended to make a great impact.
我们要在周遭产生影响。
We're meant to make a great impact. Salt is not a trivial thing in this world.
盐在这个世界上不是一个微不足道的东西。
Salt, as I told you earlier, has been very valuable in ancient times.
就像我头先讲的，盐在古时是非常有价值的。
And even though we can buy a bottle of it at HEB today, it is still so important.
虽然我们很容易就可以在 HEB 买到盐，但是对我们还是非常重要的。
Yeah, without salt, we will die.
因为没有盐，我们就要死了。
That's why God did not say, you know, you're the cucumbers of the earth.
这就是为什么上帝没有说你是世界上的黄瓜。
Cucumbers are good, you know.
盐黄瓜是很好啊。
But you know, I can live without cucumbers.
但是我没有黄瓜，我也可以活着。
Now, some of you maybe really love cucumbers. I don't mean to offend you.
如果你们中间有些人实在很喜欢黄瓜，我不是要让你难看。
But God was looking for a more powerful metaphor, and that's why He chose salt. We are salt of the earth.
然而，上帝是要用一个更有力的类比，那他选择了盐。
Think about what God is saying.
想想上帝这样说。
Just as salt is vital for life.
就像盐对生命是至关重要的。
You are vital for this world to come to know God.
你们对这个世界上的人来讲也是至关重要的来带他们信上帝。
When God said that you're the salt, He was giving you a value that you may not naturally think of yourself, but He thinks of you that highly.
当上帝说你是世上的盐的时候，他给你一个很贵重的价值，虽然你可能还没有意识到。
The church was not meant to be something that is just nice in the world.
教会在这个世界上不只是意味着很友善的地方。
But it's supposed to be something that is so life-giving and vital.
而是一个地方能够赐予生命，而且至关重要的。
And you know what? I need you to hear this.
我需要你意识到这一点。
Because I know, I feel like Christians in America sometimes just buy into the lie that you know what? I'm just another Christian in America.
很多的时候，在美国的基督徒，也陷入了一个谎言当中的，就是我只是其中的一个基督徒。
You know, the people who make the impact are the pastors or the leaders. They're the ones that God's going to use powerfully.
那些有影响力的人，就是教会的领袖牧师他们是会对世界产生影响的。
But Jesus did not say, Peter, you're the salt.
但是耶稣不是说彼得你是世界上的盐。
He didn't say, John, you're the only salt in this world.
他不是说约翰你是世上唯一的盐。
He said to those people who were following him that day, you know, you are the salt of the earth.
而是他对那一天跟随他所有的人说，你们是世上的盐。
Do you understand the impact God wants to effect through you in this world?
你意识到上帝在你身上要显出他的能力来影响这个世界吗？
You need to ask yourself, do you believe that you are the salt of this earth.
你问自己，你信你自己是世上的盐吗？
Do you believe God?
你信上帝吗？
Or do you think God's lying a little bit?
或者你觉得上帝
lying? Not telling truth?
说了一个小小的谎呢？
Because God, when he said that you're salt, he meant business. He meant it seriously. Right.
当上帝说你是世上的盐的时候，他是认真的，是给你有使命的。
Salt's very, very important.
盐是很重要的。
And when there is no salt,
因为没有盐的话,
things can fall apart.
很多事就坏掉了。
Restaurants go out of business.
餐馆就关门了。
Life can end.
生命就结束了。
Societies can collapse.
社会就倒塌了。
God has given you a high calling as salt, and you need to understand who you are.
上帝给你一个很高的呼召，所以你要知道你是谁。
Let me close with two warnings that God gives to us.
在结束的时候，我要有两个提醒。
He says, if salt loses its saltiness, how can it be made salty again?
盐若失了味，怎能叫它再咸呢？
Salt is chemically sodium chloride.
盐就是氯化钠。
And you may think, how can salt lose its saltiness?
你可能会想，盐怎么会失味呢？
Right. But you know, you have to understand that in Jesus' time, people didn't buy their salt from HEB.
你要知道，在耶稣的时代，当时的人们不是从 HEB 买盐的。
Because when we buy salt, we buy pretty pure, right?
我们买的盐是提纯过的。
But back in Jesus' day, they would have to go in the quarry and try to chip out salt that they could sell in the marketplace.
在耶稣的时代，他们是要到盐矿里面去把盐采出来。
And it might be very impure.
那个时候的盐，可能纯度很差。
Lots of different minerals.
里面有很多不同的矿物质。
You might even go to the supermarket, buy some salt, come home, and it's like, no salt. You know?
也许你在超市买到的盐尝一尝，可能觉得味道不好。
And if that salt has no saltiness, you know what they do with it?
如果那个盐没有咸味的话，他们会怎么对待它呢？
They probably just break it up.
他们可能就把它弄碎了。
Throw it out the window.
扔到窗外。
Let it toughen up the ground coming to the doorway.
进门的路硬一点。
All it's good is for someone to walk on.
或者就让人家踩过去。
Which is to say, it's not much good at all.
那就是说没什么用处。
We who are salt need to guard against two things that can make us not salty.
我们作为盐要非常谨慎两件事。
One is dilution.
第一件就是稀释。
If I have 4 ounces of salt and I taste it, will it taste salty?
如果我拿四盎司的纯盐尝一下，是不是很咸呢？
Yes, right?
是的。
If I add a cup of water and the salt, will it still taste salty?
如果我加一杯的水，再尝一尝，是不是很咸呢？
Probably. If I add like 10 gallons of water,
如果我加了十个加仑的水进去，
will it still taste salty?
还会尝起来咸吗？
Maybe.
可能一点点。
If I had 100 gallons,
如果我加100加仑的水呢？
Maybe you can't taste the salt at all.
你可能一点咸味也尝不出来了。
The idols in our life today are the things that will dilute the saltiness of our life.
我们生命当中的偶像会让我们作为盐的这个功能会稀释。
Brothers and sisters, we have to be careful.For although our identity is salt, there are forces from the outside that can begin to water down that saltiness that God intended.
虽然我们的身份是世上的盐，但是这个外界有太多的事可以来冲淡我们的咸味。
In America, some of these idols are things like materialism.
在美国，这些偶像就像物质主义。
The desire to succeed at all costs.
还有就是不顾一切要有所成就的这种。
A desire to be in control of our destiny.
愿望，还有愿望就是要能够掌控我的未来。
You know, some of these things are not bad in small amounts.
这些事如果是一点点的话，不是很糟。
But when there's too much, it can steal our hearts.
如果太多了，就会把我们的心偷走了。
It can dilute the salt in our life.
可以把我们生命中的盐稀释了。
Romans 12:2 says, "Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of their mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect.
罗马书十二章二节说，不要效法这个世界，只要心意更新而变化，叫你们查验何为上帝的善良、纯全、可喜悦的旨意。
There is danger if we are not, you know, careful about the things that we allow into our hearts.
我们如果不小心周围的这些事情让他们进入我们的心的话。
But God wants to transform us from the inside out.
就会那样的话会有危险。然而上帝要改变我们。
And that comes to this takes us to the second danger that could go, what could go wrong.
第二个危险让盐失味的危险是。
If the first danger is dilution,
如果第一个危险是稀释的话。
The second danger is withdrawal from the Spirit.
第二个危险就是从圣灵的教导当中退出来。
Because you know, in many ways, we are like salt shakers that are supposed to have salt in us.
很多的时候我们就好像那个装盐的瓶，应该里面是有盐的。
That salt is so powerful.
那个盐是很有力的。
But God is the one who fills the salt shaker.
然而上帝是把那个盐瓶装满的人。
And you know, every day we need to let him fill us up. Ephesians 5 talks about being filled with the Holy Spirit.
然后每天我们都要让上帝充满我们，在以弗所书第五章里面讲的，要让圣灵充满。
But if we lose connection with the source, we risk walking around with an empty salt shaker.
如果我们与上帝失去了连接的话，我们就会让我们自己进入一种危险，就好像是一个空的盐瓶这样在人群当中。
All the great things we talked about that salt can accomplish is because we're connected with the Holy Spirit of God.
我们可以讲盐有那么多的好处，是因为我们与圣灵连接在一起。
So I want to encourage you, stay connected to the one that loves you more than anyone else in this world.
所以我鼓励大家与那一位爱你超过所有的连接在一起。
Let his spirit and his power flow through you.
让他的大能经由你流淌出来。
Because we don't want to be empty salt shakers.
我们不想做一个空的盐瓶。
That's what they call religious people.
那个空的盐瓶被称为是宗教者。
Who lack any spiritual power.
那些人没有圣灵的能力。
And one of the things on my heart in Austin is I'm praying for revival.
在我的心里我为奥斯汀的复兴祷告。
Because I look around me and I see that sometimes it seems like evil is winning.
当我向周围观看的时候，很多时候我看见好像邪恶得胜了。
That hearts are growing cold towards the Lord.
心里对神就有冷却。
And I realized a while back, it's not going to be turned around because of better preaching.
因为我知道我的心不会因着好的讲道而回转。
It's not going to be turned around because of better videos.
也不是因为有一个好的影片。
But what we need is a revival of the hearts of the church.
我们需要的是教会里面的心能够复兴起来。
We need the Spirit of God setting our hearts on fire and just invading our city.
我们需要上帝的圣灵把我们心中的火点起来，然后复兴整个城市。
The Pentecost in the Book of Acts is one of the first great revivals.
在使徒行传里面讲到五旬节，那是第一个大的复兴。
And if you've ever wanted to see God work powerfully once again,
如果你想看见上帝大能的作为再一次的话，
there are no greater times than during times of revival.
那就是在复兴的时期。
We cannot create revival as men and women.
我们作为人，我们不能制造复兴。
But there are things that God is looking for.
但是在我们身上有一些事上帝很看重的。
I believe one of these elements is whether our hearts understand that we are truly are salt of this earth.
我相信其中重要的一点就是在我们心里我们是不是真的意识到我们是盐。
Do we really want God to visit our city?
我们心里是不是真想要上帝来复兴我们的城市。
God wants to do so.
上帝愿意这样做。
But is your heart ready?
你们的心准备好了吗？
Is there salt in you right now?
在你里面有盐吗？
For God is looking for a people whose heart is so hungry for him and so thirsty.
上帝在找那些人，他的心充满了对上帝的饥渴。
And a time is coming when God will visit those cities where people are ready, where the church is ready.
上帝会来到这些城市，当教会里面的人的心是预备好了。
I pray that we will be one of these churches and one of these cities that God pours out His Spirit upon.
我祷告祈求神让我们成为这样一个教会这样一个城市，上帝愿意来复兴我们。
Let God's presence fill you with His salt today.
让你的心充满上帝赐给你的盐，在你遇见他的时候。
Let's pray.
我们祷告。
Father God, thank you for your Holy Spirit.
天天父，感谢你为你的圣灵感谢。
Thank you that you understand how broken each one of us is.
谢谢你知道我们每个人是多么的破碎。
But you and your Holy Spirit can transform us. Only you can do this.
然后你和你的圣灵却可以改变我们，只有你。
You have called us to be the salt of the earth.
你呼召我们成为这世上的盐。
Now please make this happen.
主，我们请求你让这些发生。
Fill us with your salt.
让我们充满你赐下的盐。
Set us on fire in this world.
让我们的心被点燃。
Let us make the impact you've always intended you want to make through our lives.
让我们能够在这个世界上有影响力而这一切都是你所定义的。
We absolutely depend upon you.
我们完完全全的信靠你。
We thank you.
我们感谢你。
For your presence.
与我们同在。
We praise in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣的名。
Amen. Amen.